So Sam Downey here. I'm here at the Bristol Food and Wine Fair in Bristol. I'm here with Nigel Legg. So hello, Nigel.
Hi, Sam. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Thank you for inviting me down to the fair today.
That's fine. Guide to Bristol provided the ticket, so glad that you could come along.
That's good. So we've been trawling the fair, going around and tasting different things. What's been your highlight so far?
It's good to taste the new Tilly cheese that Trithowns Dairy are selling at the moment. It's a very new goat's cheese. Tastes wonderful. It's a washed rind cheese, if that means anything to you. That was good. I also had some oysters from South Devon. I forget the name of the place they're from, but very good. I also tasted too many wines, so probably this is a bit late in the day to be interviewing me, but the best ones or the most memorable ones, probably the New Zealand wines from O2, a good variety of estate, single vineyard, whites and reds, and vintage wines as well, and then the Summerhill.
Strawberry Hill.
Which is a Gloucester vineyard, grow their grapes under glass. Fantastic. Yeah. I didn't know that there were wines of that quality being made in Britain. So it's fantastic to be able to taste those. Anything else? Yes, we tasted a lot of things. Harvey Nichols stand. We tried some three different gin cocktails with different bitters in them.
Yes. So you like the gin and tonic.
Yeah.
And I like the slow gin.
I didn't like the slow gin.
Yeah.
I thought the gin and tonic was better. Okay. It's more to my palate, you know.
Yeah.
I can't say this is the best drink, this is the best beer. I mean, we're now standing at the Bristol Beer Factory stand.
Yep.
And I like the Mountain Goat IPA.
But, yeah, we both tried the Mountain Goat IPA because it's a new beer that's brewed by Bristol Beer Factory.
From the short while that we've been standing here, the Sunrise seems to be the thing that's selling.
Mm.
So, you know, who am I to tell people they should be drinking the Mountain Goat? Because if they like the Sunrise, they like the Sunrise.
Exactly.
So, you know, everybody has their own taste. And that's what makes things interesting.
Yeah, I agree.
Another thing that we tried, and I think you'll agree with me here, the smoked venison that we tried was fantastic.
The venison was fantastic, yes.
Yeah. Now, the other interesting thing that I've noticed here this year, which I didn't see last year, a lot of people from Devon exhibiting at the Bristol Wine and Food Fair, whereas last year there were more more Gloucestershire, Bristol, Somerset exhibitors. Just an interesting thing to know.
Yeah,
maybe Devon is becoming a more foodie county.
Well, certainly, you tried the oysters.
Yeah,
How were those? Because they were from a Devon company. So,
I've had oysters all over the world.
Yep.
Well, in San Francisco, on the east coast and the west coast of the states, in France, in Holland, in Italy. Those oysters, they were so big. You know, you're supposed to just slurp down the whole oyster and then have the whole thing in your mouth. It was almost too big. They were big, juicy, full of flavor, fantastic oysters.
We've got to say thank you to Guide to Bristol for the tickets as well. So Nigel Legg, thank you for talking to me.
That's okay.
And this is Sam Downey wrapping up here in Bristol. Thanks for listening.